Okay, so just close your eyes a moment. Just close your eyes, put both feet on the floor, rest your hands. Rest your hands however you want to rest your hands. Close your eyes and just take a deep breath. Take a nice breath in and let it out. Let go of your morning and whatever it required to get here. And just notice how you're sitting. Notice how you've chosen to sit right now. And feel if that's comfortable for you. If you feel like you're supported in your sitting. And if not, notice where you might feel some tension in sitting. And now, extend your legs straight in front of you. So straighten your legs so your knees are straight and not flexed anymore. Straighten both legs. And notice, with both legs straight, what does that do to your sitting? Has the shape of your back changed when you straighten the legs? And if so, how? Just notice for you. You could compare. Bring your knees back up to wherever you had them. Notice what that does to your back. And now straighten your legs again. And notice. Do you allow your back to respond to that? Or do you feel like you have to hold your back rigid? So now do that one or two more times. Bring your knees to where you had them. And then straighten them. And for most people, when you straighten the legs like that, the hip joints respond, they open out a little bit, and the back curls. So just notice if you're allowing that to happen for you, or if you're preventing that from happening. Just notice. And now bring your knees in and tuck them underneath the table or your stool so your knees are at a very steep angle. That's right. And in this situation, notice how your back responds. What happens in your back when the knees are tucked in under the table or the stool? Does your pelvis move and do you change the shape of your back or does it stay the same? And just notice what happens for you. Really bring those feet, tuck them in underneath the table, and then bring them back to just your feet resting flat on the floor. And now somewhere between the straight leg position and having your feet tucked back underneath the table, find a situation where you can create a 90-degree angle from the feet to the knees to the hip joint. So find a situation where you have a 90-degree angle. That's right. And then this is where we're going to do the movements from, this 90-90 position, this alignment of the bones. And you stay in this situation as long as it's comfortable for you, and when you feel like you're straining, then you rest. Okay, so you can rest any time, whether I suggest it or not. You take care of yourself. Okay, so check in with your sitting once again, check in with your breath. And now begin to do a very gentle movement of looking to the left. Just turn and look to the left and come back to center. And once again, turn and look to the left. And this time when you look to the left, notice where on the wall you're looking. That's going to be your starting point in turning. So remember that. And now turn and look to the right. Turn and look to the right. And come back to center. And turn and look to the right again. And now notice where your point on the wall is to the right. and remember that. So now you have a reference point of turning to the left and turning to the right. Okay, and then just come back to center and check in with your breath and that your jaw can be soft and relaxed as you sit. And now bring your hands together, interlace your fingers. And take your fingers, this cup of your fingers, and put it on the back of your head. And just slide it up and down a couple times, easy, gently, until you find that position where it seems that the cup of the hand just holds the head as if they were meant to go together. Like the head is a ball in the socket of the hands. And just keep your hands in that situation. And now begin to look to the left. Turn to the left with this constraint of the head being cradled by the hands and come back to center. And you're doing a nice job. You don't want the head to slide in the hands. The head and the hands move together as a unit. And you turn very gently to the left and you come back to center. Many times, slowly. Not going to your maximum, but just moving in a manner that you can sense where the movement is coming from. Several times, turning to the left, gently, and back to center. Checking in with your breath. Are you breathing? Notice as you go, is there a place in the movement where you might stop the breath? And if that's the case, that's a really good cue that you've gone too far. And that the next time you turn to the left, you can make the movement smaller and more gentle so that you do not interrupt the breath as you turn. Now the next time you're in center, lower your arms and take a rest. Sense how you're sitting now. Check in with the contact of your feet on the floor. Do you feel both feet? The toes of the feet, the outside edges, the heels. Now, look left and right. And look and see if your reference point has changed at all. And come back to center and cup your hands and put them on your head in that same position. So the hands are at the back of the head, kind of towards the base of the head at the neck. That's right. Resting gently. And now begin to turn to the right. The head and arms move as a unit and come back to center. Several times, not going to your maximum, but moving gently, cultivating a sense of ease and curiosity in the movement. And no striving. Just playfully noticing, how far am I turning to the right? And what parts of myself do I feel responding to that movement of turning to the right? Do I feel it in my shoulders? Is there a response in the shoulder blades? A bit of a twist in the spine? The ribs moving? Just notice, where do you feel it? All right, now come back to center and lower your arms. And just rest. And now look to the left and to the right. And notice if your reference point has changed at all after those simple movements. Come back to center. Interlace your fingers, but in the non-habitual way. So you'll interlace the fingers and then you'll change the lacing one. So you'll put your hands together the way you always do and then just shift them one down. And so it may feel a little bit awkward. Bring your hands back over to cup your head. And now once again, begin to turn to the left. And as you turn to the left, let your eyes follow the movement. So your eyes move and look towards your left elbow. And then as you come back to center, they move and look towards the right elbow. So the eyes are following the movement. You turn to the left and you allow the eyes to move. And then you come back to center. And you take this very slowly and easily, okay? Just move your eyes a minimum amount so that you just allow them to come into it gently. So no straining in the eyes, just allowing the eyes to follow the movement, looking to the left, and then coming back to center. And now the next time you move to the left, have the eyes move to the right. So you continue to turn to the left and you move the eyes to the right. Very gently. Just if you just move them a fraction of an inch. If you just think that the eyes are going in opposition, that's a good place to start. So you turn to the left and the eyes look to the right. And see if you can do it without putting any strain in the neck. That the neck stays soft. That you do not turn so far to the left that you feel that you're torquing your neck in any way. That's right. A few more times. The eyes go to the right as the head goes to the left. Very gently noticing where you need to soften. Soften around the eyes maybe. Soften in the jaw. Soften in the belly. Let your belly go. And then now just bring it back so the eyes go left as the head goes left and the eyes go right as you come back to center. Taking care to rest whenever you need to and allowing the eyes and the head to move together. Huh? No, we're going left and the eyes and the head are moving together. And just leave it alone and rest. Put your hands down. Sense how you're sitting now. Has your contact with your bench changed at all? The contact with the feet on the floor. And now, once again, turn your head left and right. And notice, has your reference point changed? And if it has, why is that? Why has it changed? What's softening? What other parts of yourself are supporting the movement of the head so that you can look a little bit farther to the left and right? Okay, come back to center and interlace your hands and bring them up above your head again. You can do it in the normal way. You don't have to do it in the non-habitual way this time. And now in this situation, begin to turn to the right and let the eyes go with the movement. So the eyes move left. I'm sorry, the eyes move to the right as the head moves to the right. And then as you come back to center, the eyes move to the left. So everything's moving in unison. Eyes to the left, eyes to the right. Don't want you moving right. That's right. Many times, gently, cultivating a sense of ease and gentleness with yourself. And trust that if you explore this movement in a very gentle, curious way, that it will get better. And now the next time you move the head to the right, move the eyes to the left. And then as you come back to center, move the eyes to the right. So keep this together and now move. Good. Don't tweak your, that's right. Now move. There you go. Many times the eyes and head going in opposition, feeling how your spine can begin to twist, the ribs soften, and the movement can very gently expand down your spine to support the movement of your head. And now the next time you move to the right, allow the eyes to move to the right. And then when you come back to center, the eyes come to center. Several times, letting everything move in unison. And then the next time you're in the center, leave it alone and rest. You can rest on the floor or rest in sitting. And if you're resting and sitting, notice how you're sitting now. Do you feel... Do you feel that you're resting differently between your sit bones? That you're more solid on the bench? Just notice if that's coming along for you. Now turn your head to the right and then to the left. Notice if your reference point has changed. And then leave that alone and interlace your hands in a non-habitual way. Put them behind your head. And turn to the left and stay there. And only go, don't go to your maximum, just go to that easy, comfortable place where you can hold the position. And now in this situation, staying turned to the left, begin to move your eyes left and right. So the eyes move right and then the eyes move left and you stay turned to the left. And do that about 10 or 12 times, very slowly and easily. Notice if you can soften around your eyes, if you can keep your jaw very soft. You might want to let your teeth come apart so the jaw is soft. And you're just noticing you look to the left with the eyes and you look to the right. And as you do that, check in with the rest of yourself and notice if anything's softening and you're just kind of gradually turning a little more. And then come back to center and let your arms rest for a moment. Now interlace your hands in the non-habitual way. Bring them behind your head and turn to the right. And stay turned to the right. And begin to move your eyes only to the left and to the right. Many times, slowly exploring the movement of the eyes, you look a little bit towards the left ear and then a little towards the right. Just see how smoothly you can allow your eyes to shift left and right. Check in that you can have your neck relaxed and soft, your breath easy. And just move the eyes left and right. Now come back to center and just with your arms behind your head, just for one more moment, just move to the left and to the right and allow the eyes to go with it. So you move left, the eyes follow, you move right, the eyes follow. See if that's coming along. See if you can sense any more rotation happening down your spine. See if perhaps your pelvis is moving a little. There's a bit of transfer of weight as you move to the right. You get a little heavier on the right side of the pelvis. As you move to the left, you get a little heavier on the left. Just notice how much of yourself is supporting the movement now. And then leave your arms down and rest. Everybody, just as you're resting, allow your back to get really slumpy. Just let yourself kind of roll over, soften your belly, let your head hang. That's nice. Allow your belly to be really soft. And then come back up to sitting once again. Thank you. Turn to the left and turn to the right and notice where's your reference point now. And now come back to the center. And now do a simple movement of looking down. So you're going to look towards your feet. And then look up towards the ceiling. And do that a few times, looking down and up very gently. And now the next time you look down, notice where your reference point is. What are you seeing? Are you seeing your belly? Do you see your pubic bone? Do you see the floor? What's your reference point for down? And then do the same thing. Look up and notice how far up you see. Without striving, just gently, okay, this is where I see right now. That's interesting. And then come back and look center. Interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And in this situation, begin to look down. So you look down and you come back to center. No, you're just looking down. You're not bringing the eyes into it in any particular way right now. You can allow the elbows to come forward, and you're just looking down. And you're coming back to center. Very easily. Not going as far as you can go, but allowing softening to happen. So the back can start to round a little in response to the head moving down. And you can feel maybe the whole chain of the spine folding over to support the head movement. Very slowly, very gently, exploring how you look down. And then the next time you're looking down, stay there. So stay with the elbows forward in towards each other. And now in this situation, with your eyes, begin to look up and down. That's right. So you're rounded over, looking down. You're allowing the back to lengthen and respond to the weight of the head. And you're just looking with your eyes softly up towards your eyebrows and then down towards your chin. Many times. Noticing as you do it if your back is responding and you're just moving without trying a little deeper down towards your knees. Check in with your breath. Are you breathing softly? And then come back up to sitting. Lower your arms and take a rest. Sense how you're sitting now. And then just look up and down. Look up once and then down once and see if your reference point has changed. See if any other parts of you are responding. If you can look up and down now, not solely from the neck, but from the entire spine perhaps, and maybe even the pelvis. All right, now come back to sitting. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way. Put them behind your head. And begin to look up. And then come back to center. And allow your elbows to be soft. You don't have to hold the elbows out like you do in push-up class, you know. But the elbows can just be soft so the shoulders can rest on the ribs. And they're free to slide down your back a little as you look up. And then slide back to neutral as you look back to center. And just keep repeating that motion. Looking up and back to center. And check in with your breath. Can you breathe in a way that the movement does not interrupt the breath? Or maybe I should say, can you move in a way that the movement doesn't interrupt the breath? So do that. Let the breath slide in and out. And only move the head up as far as you can go without interrupting the breath. That looks very nice, everyone. Soft and gentle. Now, the next time you look up, stay there. Stay looking up. And begin to move your eyes up and down. Very slowly. So you look up towards your eyebrows and then down towards the floor. You allow the breath to be free and the jaw to be soft. Many times, easily, gently. And now, begin to move the eyes and the head as a unit. So look down, let your eyes go down, and look up and let your eyes go up. And then take a rest. Just let your arms down by your sides. Sense yourself in sitting. How are your shoulders feeling? You know, the shoulders, it's interesting thing about the shoulders that really the muscles around the shoulders don't have to do any work to hold your shoulders up. It's like if you look at the skeleton, you've got this nice rib basket. So they can just rest, right? So if your shoulders are feeling tired, you might think, well, they've got this beautiful, huge, muscular, bony structure that will support them. And you can just allow them to hang. Hang like a marionette. Okay. He went off to an elementary school and never returned. There's a bathroom here. Yes, there is, Jeff. Okay, so now just look down and up a couple times. And notice as you look down that the back can fold, that you can look down and let the belly be soft, and then you can look up and you get a little taller. You can look down and the spine can respond. That's nice. All right, and leave that alone and look left and right and notice if anything's changed left and right. And come back to center. And now do a very simple movement of dropping your left ear towards your left shoulder. So you're going to do a little side bending to the left and come back to center. And just notice, where do you feel that movement happening? You side bend to the left ear chases the left shoulder, and you come back to center. That's right. And now, the next time you're in center, interlace your hands. And this time, place them more on the top of your head than behind your head. So the hands are kind of cupped at the top of the head. That's nice. And then in this situation, begin to allow the head to drop to the left. We're bending to the left. And then come back to center. Several times, noticing what other parts of yourself can support that movement. Because if you think about it, the head weighs a lot. And the neck muscles are very fine, delicate muscles. And so the more the rest of yourself can support the movement of the head, the less strain you're going to feel in your neck. So move slowly, exploring how the ribs on the left fold a little and the ribs on the right expand. And just sense for yourself, are you moving directly to the side or do you twist and side bend? Just see if you can do it in a way that you're moving to the side. And the next time you're in center, put your arms down and take a rest. Now, interlace your hands, put them on top of your head. And bend to the left again. And come back to center. And now do this. Stay in center and take your left hand off your head and leave your right hand on your head. And take your left hand and put it underneath your left hip so that you're sitting on it a little bit. That's right. You're sitting on your hand. Poor Jess. You can sit here if you'd like. Why don't you sit here? Yeah, it's really bony. Okay, now in this situation, you're going to bend to the left, and you're going to use your fingers. You're going to curl your fingers up to encourage your left hip to lift up a little as you bend left. So you're leaving the right hand on the head and you're bending to the left and you're using the left fingers, you're letting them curl a little in an upward direction.
Sit bone.
Anywhere, Carl, the sit bone, the femur, yeah, wherever your hand is. The hand is just there as a cue that the left hip can raise up a little as the head moves down to the left. Very easily. And see if you can do it in a way that at the end of the movement, you're not taking your neck an extra inch. So that the neck doesn't have to move more at the end of the movement. That the movement's being done by the entire spine.
Kind of scrunching the spine.
Yeah, it's like, that's right. Many times, dropping the head and lifting the hip a little bit. Doing it in a way that you do not interrupt the breath. So the breath is smooth and continuous. And do it in a way that you're going right to the left, that you're not twisting. So it's a side bending, not a bend and twist. Just notice if you're twisting and if you can go a little bit slower and a little bit less, and you can just bend to the side. That's nice. A few more times. And then your next time you're in center, take a rest. Notice how you're resting now. Is your belly soft? That's good. You know, a lot of the tension that we feel is unnecessary holding all day long. So here we're just gently reorganizing ourselves in a way that the bones can support us and those muscles that habitually grab can get the message, oh, you know, I don't have to be turned on for her to sit up or him to sit up. My belly doesn't have to be held in tight all day to keep me upright. I've got a skeleton to do that. All right, interlace your hands behind your head and begin to allow the right ear to go towards the right shoulder and side bend a little to the right. And notice how you do that. Notice if now, since you've done it on the left, if the ribs on the right just don't immediately get the idea that they can support the movement. That's nice. Very slowly and gently. Slow enough that you can feel that you can just side bend without twisting. All right, and next time you're in center, lower your right hand, leave your left hand on your head and lower your right hand and put it underneath your right buttock, the right hand, that's right. Left hand's on your head, right hand comes round and grabs under your tush. And now in this situation, begin to bend to the right and allow the fingers on the right hand to curl up a little to send the message to the right hip that as you bend to the right hip can bend up. So the ear goes towards the hip and the hip goes towards the ear. That's right. And you're doing it in a way that at the end of the movement, that's it. You don't need to go that far. That's right. Just there and then back. That's right. And there. See? Now the neck muscles stay softer. They're not torquing. Nice. Miles. Okay. Many times exploring how you put that movement together. And the next time you're in center, rest. So my son's karate teacher used to tell the kids, practice makes permanent. So if you practice going too far, if you practice always taking yourself to that limit where the muscles tense up, then that's what becomes permanent, that you learn how to move in a way that you're always going to that place of gripping. But if you can practice in a way that you don't go to your limit, that you allow yourself just to feel an easy, gentle, comfortable movement, then what you make permanent for yourself is the habit of moving with ease through your day. So he used to say, practice makes permanent, and perfect practice makes perfect. So if we think about that from a Feldenkrais point of view, then our perfect practice is never going to our limit and always moving in a very comfortable, pleasurable range. So interlace your hands, put them behind your head. I'm sorry, put them on top of your head. And now move down to the left, side bend to the left. And as you side bend left, let your eyes go to the right. And do that several times. As you side bend to the left, the eyes go right. And then as you come back to center, the eyes go to the center. And just go a fraction of what you can go so that you can give yourself that sense of support and a sense of pleasure in the movement. And now let the eyes and the head move together so that as the head goes to the left, the eyes go to the left. And now next time you're in center, just side bend to the right. Just go straight over to the right and allow the eyes to go left. And then you come back to center and the eyes go left as you side bend to the right. And don't forget that the hip can be involved. There's no constraint. Oh, you're side bending to the right as your eyes go to the left. And you're bringing in all the learning that you've done. So you can feel the participation of the right hip in the bending. That's nice. And now move everything together. So as the head goes to the right, the eyes go to the right. And now begin to make the movement to the left and the right. So you side bend to the left and your eyes go left, and then you side bend to the right and your eyes go to the right. And your pelvis can participate. So when you're over to the right hip moves up a little to meet the right elbow. And when you're to the left hip can move up a little to meet the left elbow. And just get a sense of an integrated movement, using all of yourself to support the movement of the head. That's nice. Leave it alone and rest. Now one final time, look to the left and notice where you're looking on the wall now. And look to the right. And notice how your pelvis is responding. So try this. As you look to the left, push a little through the right foot. So you transfer the weight a little bit on to the left side of the pelvis. You might feel that as you push a little through the foot, the right side of the pelvis can even lift up a little. And now look to the right and push a little with the left foot. And now do it in a way, everybody come back to center. Do the movement in a way that your nose stays in line with your sternum. All right? So you're not going to look any farther than you can turn your torso, your sternum. All right? So do that. So look to the left, push a little with the right foot, and give yourself the constraint of keeping the sternum and the chin in line. That's right. There you go. The eyes can go farther. The eyes can do, if it's not forbidden, it's allowed. So you can do whatever you want with your eyes. The constraint is that your chin and your sternum stay lined up. Nice. And your breast stay soft. That's looking nice. And so we're moving to the right. So now move to the left and do the same thing. So you're going to push a little with the right foot as you move and look to the left, and you're going to keep your chin and your sternum lined up. Okay. Right here. Now push and turn. No, not with your head. Right here. Now go.
Oh, yeah. Big difference.
Yeah. Go. Nope. No. There you go. Like that. There you go.
Use the shoulders.
Well, you want to use your torso.
Okay. I got it. I think.
Come back. Come back. That's right. Okay. Don't turn your head. There you go. A few more times. Going to the left. Pushing through the right foot. Really let your pelvis lighten on that side, so that the left hip slides back a little bit. That's nice. And now just a few times, turn left and right. That's beautiful, Doris. And then just bring it into a movement where you're moving left and right, and you can take the constraint off your neck, but keep your neck soft. So you push through the left foot as you turn to the right. The left hip lightens a little on the table. And the right hip slides back a little to support the turning. That's nice. A few more times. Yes, if you're turning this way, that's the way you go. Beautiful. And then if you're turning this way, there you go.
That was the one that felt that.
Yeah. And don't turn your neck so far.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it again together. I have an idea. Don't lead with your neck.
Okay.
Lead, start from here.
Okay, not the leg.
Yeah, well, you're going to push and turn.
Okay, over the leg.
Okay, there you go.
And the head just takes a ride on the sternum.
That's right. The head takes a ride on the spine. Nice. Okay, so we're going to bring it to a close, but I invite you just to do the movement a couple more times and end on a very delicious movement. When it feels really good, oh, I'm just moving left and right and everything's working together and there's no strain. When you have that taste of the movement, that sensation of ease and grace, then bring it to a close and rest. Oh, Karen, that looks beautiful. That's a big change for you. All right. So everybody rest and sitting. And then when you're ready, you can get up. You can get up and take a walk. Take a walk around the room. And as you walk around the room, feel yourself in walking. And then maybe you'll get curious about looking over your left shoulder. That's right. And how the pelvis and spine can support that looking. And then look over your right shoulder. You might look up a little towards the ceiling on the left. And on the right. You might get curious about what's on the floor behind you on the right and turn a little and look at that. Then notice what's behind you on the floor on the left. And thank you very much.
Thank you.